Hey, come on in.
My work came home last week. It's not that I've never worked at home, but this was different. This job means our daughter's bedroom has been turned into a mini studio, and our house suddenly seems like the Bethesda Bureau of NPR. During my recent vacation to get ready to come over to this show, an interview was arranged with Maggie Jackson. Her new book is called What's Happening to Home? Balancing Work, Life, and Refuge in the Information Age. She came into NPR's New York studios while my engineer came to me. The fusion of work and home is not a new phenomenon. In earlier centuries, many families lived above the store. But Maggie Jackson says that while there are similarities, there are also major differences.
Because of technology, we are able to have our bodies at home, but our minds in a different place. When you're on the laptop, your mind is somewhere else usually. Your body might be home. So you have a different relationship with the people at home. You are doing work that separates you mentally from the home.
Your book actually began with your own exploration, right? I mean, as a writer and an interviewer and raising two small children, your own lines began to blur at home. You wrote about, for example, trying to hurry your kids to bed so you could get back to work.
Yes, that was, although I can't say it only happened just once, that was a sort of eureka moment. For me, I was writing about the world of the workplace, the work-life balance, and noticing that the lines were blurring. And also, at the same time, at home, I was gaining the technology to be more flexible in my work. I could come home for dinner, put the kids to bed, finish a story or interview people in California, and I'm on the East Coast. And I had a lot of flexibility. At the same time, I felt as though my work was seeping and leaking and bleeding into the rest of my house.
Let me tell you my situation here. I love the fact that I'm sitting at home right now. I've had a cup of coffee. I'm sitting in a very comfortable armchair. I have a beautiful view. Now, that being said, I do have a home office now, and I feel as if I close the door, the office is going to be there. How else can one set psychological boundaries in the home to keep work from interfering, aside from a physical boundary?
Well, I think that boundary is the perfect word to use, because I'm certainly not saying that all technology automatically means that work takes over your life, or that in this day and age, all the changes that are going on are bad. I think that we're making the boundaries more flexible, but boundary making is important, and I think that in this age, we don't make enough boundaries.
I'm looking at page 123 of your book, and you quote Olivier Marc, "Home allows us to create an area of peace, calm, and security. For once we have crossed the threshold and shut the door behind us, we can be at one with ourselves." And we're not necessarily talking about architecture and physical doors.
Exactly. And I just found so many pieces of the picture all around me that show that that kind of experience of home is being lost if we continue down the road. Not everyone lives in futuristic households. I wrote about an apartment in New York City where a currency trader has video monitors all around the apartment, including in the arm of a sofa, so he can watch the markets. Now, this is a kind, again, of sort of sci-fi apartment that few of us will ever have. But at the same time, I think that we are marching down that road in little daily decisions that we make.
Are all Americans facing these sorts of issues? What about those who are not in these maybe high-tech, high-creative, high-paying jobs? Are they facing these same issues?
I think in many ways they are, and many more people will be facing these issues as technology, computers, et cetera, gadgets become smaller and less expensive. I interviewed secretaries all around the country, and just in the last few years, they have gotten cell phones, and they're checking their voicemail and email on vacations, on sick days. They really felt often as if their home wasn't a refuge as a result. And I think that we are going to find more and more people are going to be facing the kinds of problems and dilemmas I describe.
Maggie Jackson, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Maggie Jackson is the author of What's Happening to Home? Balancing Work, Life, and Refuge in the Information Age.